Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. I almost didn't make it on air on time because I just shot a special 10-minute video that we're going to post at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube in the next hour and a half, where I lay out the basics of the fraud of the people pushing the entire climate change cult. And I want today to break down the latest developments in a story that broke Friday. ClimateGate. Hackers leak emails, stoke climate debate. It's the internal emails between the head UN-affiliated university, Goddard Space Center, you name it, the University of East Anglia in Eastern England, to defraud the public, to engage in fraud, and to show that the earth is heating when it's actually been cooling. This is the equivalent of having the Death Star plans. But having the plans is only half the battle. You've got to mount an assault on the Death Star now. A detailed report has been written by Paul Watson at prisonplanet.com. It's also posted on Infowars.com, and it is of the greatest import. This is one of the most important stories we have ever covered. This is one of the most important stories that we have ever gone over here together. This is so huge, so important, that I have trouble even covering it, trouble even having words to describe all the different angles, all the different facts, all the pieces of material involved. This is so incredibly good. This is so amazingly powerful against the enemy. But at the same time, I become nauseated, enraged, disgusted by these same con artists, Al Gore being the chief among them, George Soros and the rest of them, running around spinning this right now like it's no big deal. So we're going to break it all down today. ClimateGate, ladies and gentlemen. Call for independent inquiry into ClimateGate as global warming fraud implodes. And to say it's imploding, it was already imploding, it is incinerating. But these criminals aren't going to stop. They have bet everything on the global carbon tax. This is the main taxing mechanism of the world government. We had better do this right. We had better handle this right. All info warriors, stand by at battle stations. We'll be right back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cowbend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cowbend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cowbend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cowbend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
First year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, November 23rd, 2009. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are going to have wide open phones throughout the full 4 hours of transmission. And I would certainly hope that listeners would want to call in discussing the death blow to the climate fraud cult who created this monstrous fraud over the last three decades to openly set up world government and a global taxation system to destroy the nation states, to destroy the industrial nations, and to bring in world government. This is their own quotes. I just played you Von Rumpy, the new head of the EU, openly saying they're going to use this for global government, global governance, and use the Copenhagen Treaty to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, in front of me, I have a list of typed notes I created this morning of points I want to go over. This is ClimateGate, the hacker-leaked emails from the head UN-affiliated university that has supplied all the UN's main data in collusion and fraud with the Goddard Space Center and others. The emails are real. They are confirmed to be real. All the key UN data comes from this source. They would not show their data in the past, even though they were sued to release it. This is scientific fraud and persecution of scientists and scientific institutions that engage in real science. This is like Piltdown Man. In fact, will you go to the encyclopedia and print me Piltdown Man and other? Google the 10 greatest scientific frauds in history. They have online universities that will show when people would get the jaw of a pig and cram some human teeth in it. Or they would glue the head of a monkey on a fish and say it was a merman baby. That's all Al Gore is. He's the mega example. He's the ultimate paramount example on a global scale of when you're driving along in Arizona or East Texas and you pull into a snake farm and they've got jackalopes, rabbits that have antlers glued onto their heads and they tell you it's real. Or they have mermen and merwomen, monkey heads with monkey arms glued on to a carp. Or Piltdown Man. There's so many of these cases in the last 100 years where different fraudulent scientists would go dig up an archaeological site and then plant in it monkey bones, ape bones, pig bones, and say it was humans. We're going to cover Piltdown Man coming up today. This is the only way to address these criminals, is to come right out and say, we know what you are. See, notice they said from the beginning, no debate is allowed. All scientists on Earth, hydrologists, climatologists, meteorologists, solar experts, they all agree it is carbon dioxide from human activities that's warming the Earth, and they agree a warming Earth is bad, and they agree that the polar bears are all drowning, and that all the major cities will flood, and they produced full-length feature movies like The Day After Tomorrow, where giant tidal waves destroy New York City. And they said no one disagrees. There's not one scientist. And then tens of thousands of scientists a year. 31,000 this year alone, top scientists wrote registered letters and a petition to Congress and were told they couldn't even have their evidence entered in record and only Al Gore could testify. So even if you believe man-made global warming and it's bad, you believe in a global tax and world government, even if you're an idiot out there who follows all this, don't you understand it's a lie to say that the science is in, everyone knows, everyone agrees, everyone understands, everyone is in agreement that the Earth is warming and that it's bad and that we're all going to drown? That'd be like if the former vice president got up and said, Piltdown Man is real, and no scientist, no archaeologist disagree with it. That's not how science works. Piltdown Man. The Piltdown Man is a famous paleontological hoax concerning the findings of the remains of a previously unknown early human. The hoax find consisted of fragments of a skull and a jawbone collected in 1912 from a gravel pit at Piltdown, a village near Uckerfield, Essex, England. The fragments were thought by many experts of the day to be fossilized remains of the hereto unknown form of early man, the Latin name Darwin's Dawn Man, after the collector Charles Darwin was given the specimen. The significance of the specimen remained the subject of controversy until it was exposed in 1953. See, it took 40 years, 41 years for the hoax to come out, and see, by then they would have had global government. This is a Piltdown Man where they run a big scam and say, you've got to pay us tax money and let us regulate all carbon and tax your TVs and your dog and more than one child, and we've got to run your life, and you've got to have a carbon credit card, and everything you do has got to be tracked, and when you go above your carbon credits, more taxes kick in. This is all being announced. And a global government has to have control over all scientific development in the world, or the Earth will be destroyed, and only our select banker buddies can be allowed to develop any technology, or the Earth will die. Everyone will die. We'll all drown. You see, we can't wait 41 years to expose this Piltdown man. The significance of the specimen remained the subject of controversy until it was exposed in 1953 as a forgery consisting of the lower jawbone of a pig that had been deliberately combined with the skull of a fully developed modern human. The Piltdown hoax is perhaps the most famous paleontological hoax in history. It has been promoted for two reasons. The attention paid to the issue of human evolution and the length of time, more than 40 years that elapsed from the discovery to its full exposure as a forgery. Ladies and gentlemen, I can announce to you that November 2009 was the month that the climate Piltdown man hoax was exposed. Now, it may take a year or two more till this is fully admitted, until people go to jail or lose their tenure. We can't wait that long. They will pass Copenhagen. They will pass the global government treaty that the U.S. isn't allowed to get out of unless all members agree. It's a straitjacket. They will pass the climate change global tax bill in the Senate this month. If we don't just absolutely go wild and get this information out to everyone. But to Kurt Nimmo, to Steve Watson, to Paul Watson, to Aaron Dykes, my writers, and to all of our listeners, we need to go through all these emails. We need to write articles breaking down the points I just made, tying it in with previous scientific fraud, because we have them. Now, the media is running a multifaceted disinformation campaign. The Washington Post, BBC, and others have headlines like, oh, emails show that pro-global warming forces had a lot of anger for people that didn't believe it. And then you read later in the bottom of the article, oh, by the way, the emails say they forged documents, forged climate statistics. That should be the headline. Some of the other spin we're seeing is for the media to say, well, these emails haven't been authenticated. But see, the scientists who were in the emails got contacted by the media before they got their story straight, and the university admits they were hacked, they were taken, and here is the absolute key. Listen to me carefully. They have responded to their quotes in the email saying that they did write it, but that it's being misconstrued or taken out of context. So they themselves, that's why it's so important with police when they're doing an investigation that they talk to the perps, that they talk to the suspects quickly before they make up a story. They have admitted it is their emails. Now, let me tell you what the UN and what the big banks are going to do who have tens of trillions riding on this. And believe me, I'm not giving them ideas here. I had to think about whether I wanted to do this or not, but they've already thought of it, I guarantee you. Within days, if it's not already happened, they will insert fake emails, not in the original WikiLeaks group. Those have been confirmed. They will insert time bombs, poison pills of fake data into there, and the media will suddenly cover all of that. Did you know cold fusion's been confirmed over 200 times by major universities and research firms? But first the media came out and claimed a hoax had been perpetrated in the late 1980s, so that ever after, no one ever paid attention to the fact that cold fusion was discovered. The problem is it's really hard to get power from it and to be able to isolate it. So I've done the original, a ton of research on it. It creates really small amounts of energy, so it's not even that big of a deal. It's just the issue is that's how the big energy companies killed this discovery, was by setting up a whole stage deal where they claimed a real discovery was a hoax and made jokes about mayonnaise jars. They will do this because, let me tell you, this will kill them. This will kill their hoax. We have it, and they're not getting out of it because they screwed up and admitted the emails were theirs. Oh, man, we have got them now. Stay with me.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Climate Gate. If we deploy this powerful truth weapon properly, it is going to devastate these people. They were already on the defensive as the UN and its major university science continue to be proven as a fraud, but they kept spinning it, saying there is no debate, we've made no mistakes. And then later they would admit they made mistakes, and they went from global warming now to climate change. White House and UN memos have come out in the last 3 months where they said we've got to tell the public it's our deteriorating atmosphere. There's a wild card in all of this. It's now declassified that the U.S., Chinese, Russian, and other governments have powerful weather modification systems so they can also carry out some weather terrorism to scare people and say, oh, look, we've got to have a global government and a global tax, or the global mafia will turn loose the weather machines on you. Of course, they won't openly say that. They'll just say, oh, my gosh, look what just happened. And, yes, that's all over the news now that they have those systems. But this is scientific fraud. But a whole other issue with these leaked, hacked emails is that most of the emails are centered around how to persecute scientists, how to get scientists fired. They are discussing in these emails how to persecute people, how to get people fired, how to get journals boycotted, how to get funding cut. I mean, this is criminal, ladies and gentlemen, clearly. To collude between major research institutions funded by government, to collude together to punish and persecute and witch hunt and use terms like climate denial. Oh, you think the Nazis weren't bad. You're like, what does that have to do with climate change? Oh, you're denying the Holocaust. What does Al Gore always say? You say, hey, I don't want socialist health care. Oh, you don't like black people. Socialism's code for you don't like blacks. Had nothing to do with it, but they injected in as a brutal social tool to create a chilling effect. Most people are scared of being called racist. So you say, hey, the sun's what mainly heats the earth, and it's gone into a cooling period. And so the earth's now cooling off. All the major weather stations show it's cooling. Shut up. The science is in. Well, wait, your scientific data doesn't match up with people that went and independently checked the weather stations from Russia to the United States, from Antarctica to the Middle East, to Africa, to Latin America. Let us see your climate data because, you know, we went to the universities and governments that collected the data that you say you use and it doesn't match what you say. And they go, shut up, deniers! You're on the payroll of the oil companies. Actually, the big oil companies are financing the climate change movement. Open any major magazine and you see BP, ExxonMobil ads, Dutch Roll Shell ads. You see them on billboards everywhere, at airports everywhere, saying we've got to have the global carbon tax. I mean, they're funding it. It's like the insurance companies wrote the health care bill. And the only real socialist in the House, the guy that admits he's a socialist, Dennis Kucinich came out and wrote an article titled Healthcare Bill is a Bailout to the Insurance Companies. And he voted against it, saying it's all a fraud. Of course it's a fraud. The insurance companies wrote the healthcare bill as a way to rob people and force them to get insurance. It has nothing to do with taking care of the American people. But see, the media then says, oh, the insurance companies are against this. The healthcare companies are against this. And then the mainline public, who's anti-establishment, you know, they've at least figured that out. They get conned and suddenly start cheerleading for it. Same thing with this tax. I am almost without words right now. This is so good what's happened. But at the same time, the media spin is to only focus on the mean things they called other climatologists and hydrologists and meteorologist, and then the media ignores the parts, even though in some of the articles they have the quotes, where they say, we got to get these people fired. We got to persecute them. We got to get their funding pulled. We got to get them banned from academic journals. We got to boycott this journal. You know, I'd like to beat this guy up. The media is focusing on statements like that instead of the statements in these emails between British and U.S. scientists and the U.N., we're going to go over these today. In fact, get me Paul Watson. He is one of the leading experts we've got in this office because he's obsessed with this even more than I am. He's written the big detailed article. Get me Watson on at about 40 after. I want to get his quick take because I know his article has all these quotes. I've got them here in front of me, but I'm almost beside myself right now because it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. This information's coming out right now when we have a chance to stop all this, but the people that have carried out this fraud, it looks like, aren't even going to get in trouble. We need to call for them to be nailed to the wall. The problem is the same government that would prosecute them is behind all this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the equivalent, with a Star Wars analogy, of Boffin spies stealing the Death Star plans. But that doesn't do anything if we don't mount an assault with our X-Wings. If we don't mount an assault with our X-Wings. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to try to calm myself and later in the next hour go through these emails, go through these documents. This is so huge. These people should have police raiding them right now because they're calling for how to intimidate, how to shut down scientists, how to get people kicked off journals, how to boycott journals, how to behind the scenes intimidate scientists with their research funding. But that's only part of it. You have a global government openly being announced, the carbon tax, Ban Ki-moon 3 weeks ago, Secretary General of the UN, saying the carbon tax in Copenhagen is the key to funding the global government. We have Von Rumpy, the new head of the EU, calling for global government, global governance, and saying the carbon tax is the key to all of it. I just played the clip earlier. If we're able to discredit this as a total fraud, see, it's a cult. That's why they have the National Football League and the National Baseball and Soccer Leagues and the UN and all the major sitcoms and dramas and the school kids being brainwashed. all of them being told, you must accept this. Humans are bad. We must tax you. I have mainstream news articles today, the London Guardian. Global body needed to direct green technology. Developing nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. See, the global government will tax and regulate and police what humans exhale 5.5 pounds a day of carbon dioxide. Paul Watson, I want to get your take on how big this is, the articles you've written, what you, your brother, and Kurt Nemo are doing at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also want to go with the angle of other scientific frauds in history, but how this one is worse. You know, scientists would make up a fake missing link to make a bunch of money. This is big banks, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others. On record, the number one funders, George Soros, openly funding this to have taxes paid directly to them. Of course it's a fraud. And they know it's a fraud. You know, Rush Limbaugh calls them environmentalist wackos. Yeah, they're crazy like a fox. No, they're not wackos. They're in charge of the planet because they're slick criminal con artists. Back, play Al Gore right now. Here is Al Gore calling for global governments, and then I'll play Von Rumpy again, and then I'm going to play Gordon Brown for all of you. Here is Al Gore.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
All right.
But the many business leaders who have been.
And there he goes. Then he goes into how the business leaders are all going to make money. See, the UN openly states they will decide, and private boards they certify, run by Al Gore and others, will decide what technologies can be developed, who can have a company, who will be taxed. This is a totally managed economy through the rubric and the pretext of climate change. Here is Von Rumpy, Bilderberg member, new EU president.
By a joint effort in our, and between our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Okay. What did I say? That's his speech last Thursday. What did I say last October when they passed the banker takeover bill? I said it's a banker takeover. They're going to pass the global carbon tax. It will be paid directly to them. That's now all been admitted because I'm reading their own documents. This is it. This is the year of global governance. And I told you it's dead on arrival. That's why they're saying they want to arrest people that disagree with them. Now, here is Gordon Brown.
Distance to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order.
All right.
And what was not foreseen then...
And under this new world order, you have a private group of banks, Ponzi scheme. This is just a bunch of Madoff-Ken Lays. It was actually Madoff and Ken Lay. It was Ken Lay with Al Gore that came up with this whole plan. It's an outrageous hoax. It's an outrageous fraud. Now we have the internal emails of the head UN scientist talking to the head US UN scientist at NASA about how to fake graphs and engage in fraud. And I want to say again, the media is trying to spin this saying, oh, we don't know, the emails are all real. The university admits they were stolen, and the people quoted in the emails were dumb. They talked because this blindsided them and said, well, yeah, I said that, but it's taken out of context. They are confirming themselves. It's real. This is incredible. Paul Joseph Watson. It is so painful every day to watch these criminals engage in fraud, to watch Al Gore saying his movement is religious, which the UN planned, the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment. This is their global religion. It's going to be a religion. You're a heretic if you don't go along with it. They know the power of religion to control populations. They're calling him an eco-prophet, the thinking man's thinking man. What he is a con man, and his new plan for the planet is for he and his buddies to run everything, a guy who has a 20-bedroom house, but says you shouldn't be able to have more than one child. Paul Watson, your thoughts on this, and let's go through it. Is this not devastating, and should we not retriple our efforts right now to get this out to everyone before their spin machine muddies the water?
Well, you're right, Alex. It is devastating, and specifically because it comes just a few weeks before this Copenhagen climate conference, which was already on the ropes. I mean, they were admitting beforehand that they were not going to get anything pushed through in regard to the movement towards this global carbon tax. But now, I mean, it's for the moment, it's been completely derailed by these bombshell revelations, despite the fact that the establishment's in whitewash overdrive, trying to do the equivalent of sticking their fingers in their ears and saying, nah, 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 we're not listening, the evidence is in, it's been decided. When these emails clearly illustrate how these climate scientists, which are closely affiliated with the UN IPCC, conspired to, quote, hide evidence of falling temperatures.
Well, Phil Jones, the head guy at this East Anglia University in Eastern England, he is listed by the UN as the chief scientist who developed the original data. And remember, he'll never release the data. I mean, this isn't some backwater guy. This is the head guy talking to all the other top scientists about how to shut down debate, how to persecute people, and how to engage in scientific fraud. This is outrageous.
And how to use their cronyism and influence with the Freedom of Information Act officials to prevent them from being forced to release information.
Oh, my God. I've got to stop you. That's why I love having you on. You make me think. Right there, Paul. We got to have a blurb out by your brother or somebody right now pointing out that you can't trust the government to investigate them because there they are admitting the racketeering with the government to block Freedom of Information Act requests in the U.S. and England to when people tried to get their data because other scientists did the research, called up the weather stations where they claim they got their data, and it turned out it was fake. That's why hackers went in there, because they knew it was a fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this was climate skeptic website, one in particular, who filed Freedom of Information Act requests to get data that they produced. And the emails reveal that these CRU officials at the university, well, I'll just quote the email, it speaks for itself. It says, quote, when the FOI request began here, the FOI person said we had to abide by the request. So they were told they had to provide the information. Then it says, quote, it took a couple of half-hour sessions to convince them otherwise. Once they became aware of the types of people we were dealing with, everyone at UEA became very supportive. I got to know the FOI person quite well and the chief librarian who deals with appeals. So they got cozy with the Freedom of Information Act officials and they didn't have to comply with the request, which in itself is a, if it's a, you know, a justified request.
Well, of course, government wants all these taxes, and the UN and the private banks have told local counties, cities, parishes, every economic level, they're going to share in the stolen booty, the loot.
Right, and that's...
I mean, Paul, they're in the U.S. and British news and European news, as you know, saying... Remember I had that big climate scientist on 2 years ago who got some big prize because he called for everybody to be given a climate ID card with ration creds on it, and they're now pushing that? I mean, it's actually happening, Paul.
Well, Alex, it's already been happening in Britain for the past 3 years. Whenever you sell your house, you have to pay a new tax, which costs about £500 when I paid for it, which is about $800, $900. So just to sell your house, you have to have an energy efficiency audit, which tells the buyer of your house how energy efficient your home is.
And in our own bill in the U.S., it's the same in Europe, they're going to keep raising it to where no home can do it, and then they're going to have home inspections and condemn your house with no judge or jury, no recourse, no due process, and take your home.
Right, and in Britain, this is an EU directive, so the money goes to the EU. So on top of that, Van Rompuy and all the others are calling for a euro tax. They're calling for a global carbon tax. They've already got one, and they want more. And the engine of this is going to be you know, the engine of world government is going to be the carbon tax.
And by the way, that's no longer our opinion. It was never our opinion. We had their own documents. Now they're openly announcing it everywhere that this is world government run by them, and they're going to run our lives and one-child policies. I mean, this is so outrageous, Paul. What do you think should come of all this? I mean, what do you think's worse, the fraudulent data and lying and cooking the books, or trying to persecute and fire people that dared question these sickos?
Well, the cooking of the science is the most important aspect, and after that, the intimidation of the peer-reviewed journals to keep skeptical reports out of the journals, and that was another conspiracy they engaged in. And then you've got the threats against climate skeptics, the celebration. There was a famous climate skeptic that died, and they celebrate his death in their emails.
God, I mean, these are evil people.
But it's not as important as the concrete examples where they talk about faking data. What the establishment media seems to have done is obsessed about the, quote, you know, rancor amongst climate scientists, when the real issue is the bombshell revelation that they fake the evidence. What should come of it is a rigorous investigation. That's what Inhofe called for this morning. He wants a rigorous investigation of the UN IPCC, because it's closely affiliated to this university. And he says if it doesn't happen within 7 days, then he's going to lead the call for an investigation. Even pro-man-made global warming advocates admit, in The Guardian today, Bob Ward, director at Grantham Research Institute on Climate Change, he's a pro-man-made global warming advocate, and even he says that there needs to be an investigation. But on the flip side, you've got people like the British Met Office, which is, again, closely affiliated with this university, who just stick their fingers in their ears and say the evidence is proven. Man is driving climate change, and that's the end of it. And they don't even try to explain the fact that they're caught in these emails conspiring to engage in fraud.
So you have the government involved in fraud with this chosen pet university that even AP admits is the top group supplying the UN, and then the second most powerful Goddard Space Center is involved with them. This is off the charts, Paul. We have got to maximize this information and make sure that people get the full import of it. You've written a key article, Call for Independent Inquiry, Climategate as Global Warming Fraud Implodes. This detailed article you've done gives people a wide spectrum breakdown. We've got a video going up on YouTube, 10 minutes long, and I shot this morning, that everyone must get out, a maximum total alert. You want to beat these people? Number one, start believing we can beat them. Number two, know we're telling the truth. Number three, get the facts. Number four, take action with the facts. Number five, never stop, never surrender, never give one inch. Just keep clawing and bashing and headbutting and slamming into these criminals. Do you understand that eco-science, written by the White House science czar, admits they're spiking your water with poison? How many things have we been right about? Do you understand the magnitude of these killer control freak eugenics cult that want to set up a global tax, a global authority to shut down resources so you can't afford to have children and so they can institutionalize everyone? Do you understand this is the most diabolical thing we've ever faced? Do you understand me? I want everybody to go completely ape. We have them. We have just punched them in a boxing match. They're dizzy right now with cut eyes and blood coming out their nose. Savagely ram your fist with full power in the InfoWar into them. And when you get them down, stomp their guts out. This is InfoWar, toe-to-toe combat. We can bring them down. This is the key. This is their, Paul, this is the key to the entire global system. This is the key. They admit in their own documents, in their own statements, it is the key to funding their entire operation. We have got a good chance of smashing these people right now, Watson. Go ahead.
That's right. And I mean, we're up against the most juvenile base level propaganda. There's a video out today from a global warming alarmist group called Plain Stupid, which shows it's a quite sophisticated video. It's a scene of apartment buildings and high-rise towers, and it shows polar bears dropping from the sky and splattering on the ground, CGI polar bears.
Hey, you need to find that other video that won the Berlin Film Festival, where it shows humans as a disease that spread off the planet and destroy the universe. This is all human-hating scum by a bunch of control-freak degenerates.
And, I mean, don't forget where this began. I mean, where it was really advanced was out of the Club of Rome report in 1991, where they said that they needed to create this threat, the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, famine, water shortages would fit the bill. Quote, all these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. That's what they wrote, the Club of Rome, and out of that came Maurice Strong and Al Gore and the carbon trading systems that will boss the global carbon tax that they own.
Yeah, Paul, I'm going to come back with five more minutes with you, and I'm actually going to bring you up. You're just going to host it for 5 minutes, so I want you to be able to make your points on what their master plan is, your ideas to beat them. In the next segment, I'm going to come back and take calls, try to settle down. But can you find the video where they show humans as a disease that must be killed? Also, the video where they teach kids in Australia on ABC News to commit suicide? I mean, I want people to know this is these people are so evil. That's why I'm freaking out. As a primitive human, it doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. I'm just my head screwed on straight. I'm like a dog growling at an intruder. I just am overwrought. Paul, we're going to come back up. You're going to co-host. You're going to go solo for 5 minutes in the next short segment. Then I'm going to come back. You hit them hard with the latest info. Don't forget, you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Okay, Watson, you got 5 minutes. Take it away. Then it's wide open phones next hour, and I'm going to try to calmly go over this. This is a private group taking full control of the entire planet. They're brainwashing your children in public schools, universities, television right now. Not only must we defeat the Copenhagen Treaty, they're using the states in the U.S., like California, to implement this. It's already implemented to the EU. Sure, we're striking a big blow, but this is only the beginning. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, and what's important to emphasize is the fact that this is coming from the top. I mean, maybe you can take 20, 30 years ago, you could say that the environmental movement was primarily a grassroots movement. But before long, it was seized by the elite and ever since has been used towards their own aims. I mean, in the 70s, people were concerned about global cooling, and that was in Newsweek. This movement has been used for the benefit of the global elite in whichever way they see fit at whichever time. So now it's about global warming, which is why even though, as is clearly documented by any temperature graph, since 1998, global temperatures have dropped and the Earth is on a path of global cooling. Anybody can see that. But they're already so deeply invested into this system of man-made climate change and everything, all the bounties that they reap as a result of that belief being the consensus, that they are now fully committed and they cannot allow the credibility of that thesis to be debased or discredited in any way, which is why you see the reaction to the bombshell revelations on Friday about these emails, the hacked emails being released, showing that scientists agreed to conspire and collude in faking and manipulating data to, quote, hide the decline in global temperatures, to hide the fact that the Earth is on a course of global cooling. It's always come from the top, and in recent years we've seen this. In 2007, the Trilateral Commission, which is, of course, one of the three pillars of the New World Order in pushing global government in alliance with the CFR and, of course, the Bilderberg Group, they met in 2007 to talk about how they could further exploit global warming to build a global government. And the key proponents of doing that were people like Peter Sutherland, who is the head of British Petroleum, a major oil company, as well as people from ExxonMobil. So you get this constant charge that people who are skeptical of man-made global warming are being funded by oil industry titans, when in fact it's the opposite way around. Those same oil industry kingpins regularly attend these globalist confabs where they push for exploiting global warming, exploiting the fear-mongering to push the agenda for a global carbon tax and a world government. Because it's not the oil companies that are going to be paying the carbon tax on fuel. It's the consumer. They don't care. If anything, they'll make more money out of it. And, of course, the people that own the carbon trading systems that will come into force as a result of this, people like Maurice Strong, who was there right at the start where the Club of Rome introduced this artificial threat, people like Al Gore, people like N.M. Rothschild, they're the ones that are going to be making the majority of the money out of these carbon trading markets. And, of course, they're the ones pushing the global warming alarmism. So when Alex gets back, he will continue to delve into this and explain how we need to push this to the maximum to claim back some of the ground that has been gained by the global warming alarmists via their continued and ceaseless brainwashing.
Absolutely. Great job, Paul Watson. Continuing reports at InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody get Paul's article from today. Get it out to everyone you know. Let's expose these people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.